Agenda item number 11, discussion and possible action on the budget amendment for R.W. Horton and Associates Professional Service contract by Trey Busby, Regional Customer Relations Business Manager, Central Basin.
Chairman, thank you very much. The purpose of today's agenda item is to request an increase in the authorized expenditures for our groundwater conjunctive use project. In October 2007, the board passed a resolution that limited our expenditures with our consultant, R.W. Harden, to $500,000. Over the last 8 years, we worked with R.W. Harden and spent those monies to develop a groundwater modeling and water quality analysis report, develop a conceptual Trinity well design, and then we drilled a Trinity test well. And from that stemmed the development of our Trinity production well, which we are working on right now. This is a map of the project area. Right there is our East Williamson County facility, and we're drilling the well on the property we own at that location. Next steps in the project is to continue using R.W. Harden's groundwater expertise and request an increase in authorized expenditures by $200,000. Those monies will be used to help complete the Trinity production well and evaluate future groundwater supplies for the areas. And I've got a resolution requesting this. Any questions?
Somebody? Anybody got a question?
This was a well that we started some time ago. Is it partially completed? Are they drilling it? Or
yes, sir. We're probably going to finish drilling this week and probably within the next 2 weeks begin installing the casing and the grout into the ground. Is that correct, Mark?
Correct.
Okay.
What is the depth?
The well is approximately 3,000 feet deep.
3,000.
And this well was included in the original contract with R.W. Harden?
We've taken it step by step, yes, ma'am. Before we did the production well, we drilled the test well to see if there was water available in that location on a quantity and a quality that would be suitable for use. And then we took the next step in, 2014 timeframe, got budget approval to drill the actual production well, and we've been working on it since then.
So it was not included, and now we are updating to include that well?
Let me clarify something. This is, we're surface water experts. Mm-hmm. We rely on R.W. Harden to be our groundwater expert.
Sure.
So anything that is this production well or the growth of, in your book, this is a multi-well project where we're going to acquire more property. Mm-hmm. We'll build infrastructure connecting those wells. How do we blend those waters? That's what these guys are going to do for us, and we need to increase the budget so that we can continue to rely on them in the years to come for that type of advice. If we get to such a place where we don't need R.W. Harden, we won't spend all of the $200,000, but that's kind of a multi-year ability for us to keep R.W. Harden on our side to help us with our groundwater issues. We've drilled a test well, and we're in the middle of drilling the first production
well.
This
is a production well. I was just wondering if it was included or not included when we originally got a contract with these guys.
This is not included in the construction contract for the driller. And when we entered into the original contract for R.W. Harden, we really didn't know what would come out of that contract. R.W. Harden was originally put on contract to evaluate the Carrizo. And when we turned from the Carrizo, and it was actually R.W. Harden, Kevin, and those guys that came to us and said, you really need to look at the water that's right under your feet. So the actual production well wasn't realized at the time, but that's kind of what's come out of our relationship with R.W. Harden.
Didn't we authorize $1 million to drill that first well?
No, sir. You authorized a lot more than $1 million.
Okay.
And I don't recall what the project budget is. It seemed like it's more like $3 million, correct about?
I think it's about 3.4 is what it is. About $3.4 million for this first well.
So basically, R.W. Harden, he is consultant, guru over the wells and everything. He is not the operator actually doing the drilling of the well.
Lane Christian.
Oh, he's doing it all.
No, Lane Christian's doing the drilling. That's the company.
Okay.
R.W. Harden is.
Harden's, he oversees
that. He oversees the data analysis and looks at the well logs and things like that.
He's a contractor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And remind me, this has no restrictions.
How many acre feet per acre that you own?
Williamson County has no groundwater district, so that is correct.
Let's do it.
Any other questions?
Read your resolution, please, sir.
Be it resolved that the Brazos River, at the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to amend the 2008 Professional Services Agreement with R.W. Hardin & Associates for groundwater hydrology services and increase the $500,000 not to exceed amount by an additional $200,000.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? So Zaccanino.
Huber.
Yeah. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.